CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Canada. Leadership for the Conservatives in Canada is in question, and there is a leading candidate. And it is important to review the leading candidate's opinions of the economy in Canada, of the economy in North America, and leadership in these next years. To help me is Conrad Black, writing at the National Post, about this new candidate. We talked about him before, Pierre Poilievre. Conrad, a very good evening to you. What does the leading candidate for the Conservative cause represent, is wrong or right about the Canadian economy right now? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, he is an authentic Conservative, and he thinks that there has been, and this is an argument be very familiar to American listeners too, a great deal of extravagance in the way the COVID problem was handled. The shutdowns were a mistake. But they happen, so we have to deal with the consequences of it. And a great deal of money was splashed around in a way that wasn't supervised adequately. So, most of it presumably went to deserving people who were cast out of work by government decision, not through any fault of their own or any failing of the industry or trade they were in. Much of it was not. It went in boondoggles and ludicrous projects that were, the pet projects and bugbears of individual members of parliament, just to get the bill through. So, what he proposes is a much more incentive-based approach than the present government is offering. He's an advocate of lower income taxes and possibly higher sales taxes on non-essential transactions. We're not talking about food bought in grocery stores or clothing for children and that kind of thing, or clothing to do with the work that the individual does. We're talking about so-called elective or non-essential or luxury spending. And that would compensate for a reduction in income tax and the elimination from the income tax rolls of lower income earners. And it's essentially a supply side Reaganomic approach. And his view is that that is the best way of re-stimulating the economy in a non-inflationary way. And there is, there is in Canada always a strong, concern that the safety net always be adequate. But I think there would be extensive receptivity to that policy now after 7 years of Justin Trudeau's accretion of authority in spending matters to the federal government and increased spending and increased taxes in some areas. It's not, he hasn't been imposing across the board income tax increases, but all manner of types of income have been taxed. The taxes upon them have been raised. So Poilievre is in favor of rolling that back and going to a more incentive-based system while maintaining the safety net for the needful. He is running for the position of leader of the Conservative Party, and his argument is that the Conservative Party has to be distinct in its ambitions from the Liberal Party. If the country wants Liberals, they'll get real Liberals and not Conservatives masquerading as Liberals. And the argument is to produce a sensible, moderate Conservative alternative and go out and sell that, rather than saying, in effect, we will do just what the Liberals will do, only we'll do it better. Because Liberals are better Liberals than Conservatives are.
There is also this striking statement from the candidate, Poilievre, that he will fire the governor of the Bank of Canada. Why? And is that considered a surprising turn to fire a central banker?
Yeah, it is considered surprising. We set up the Bank of Canada approximately 20 years after you set up the Federal Reserve there under President Wilson. And And in that time, it's been, let me see if I've got this right. Yeah, it's been about 87 years, and only one governor of the Bank of Canada, that's what the title is, the equivalent of the Federal Reserve Chairman, has been forced out of office in that time. And that was when he publicly criticized the government's extravagance. He was basically right, but it was our miniature of the Truman-MacArthur dispute almost a decade before. He was basically right, but it wasn't really his place to do it. It's not the position of a governor of the central bank to criticize the government. He can either carry out the policies the government wishes or he can resign. That particular problem was aggravated by the then Prime Minister, Mr. Diefenbaker, falsely accusing the governor, Mr. Coyne, of helping himself to too large a pension, which was an unjust and frankly somewhat disgraceful accusation. But here, Poilievre's position is that the governor of the bank, Macklin, his name is, has cooperated with the extravagance of the federal government in a way that was irresponsible, and therefore he should be fired. But as I wrote last week, what he's really saying is he should be fired for failing to resign. What he should have done was resign in disagreement. And I think people feel that you can't really blame a man for not particularly wanting to give up a job he's worked all his career to get, which is a very important and serious position in this country, very respected position. You can't really blame him for not being in a hurry to resign it as a matter of principle. It's not like resigning from a club or something. You know, you're not, you know, his whole career has been building up to this position. And so there are suggestions that he's being a bit severe about it. All he should do is, if he's elected, is tell the Bank of Canada that the fiscal and monetary policy are changing along the following lines. And that's what the governor of the bank is expected to do, which he presumably then would do as he followed the policy set by the present government. He would do it with a future one. But I think that's a sideshow. And I think what's happening is that those people who want the Conservative Party really to be a lookalike party, so that essentially people are always voting for a slightly left of center party, whether it's Conservatives or Liberals, are alarmed that he might actually make the Conservative Party somewhat conservative. And since they don't want to fight that issue, they are trying to present Poilievre as a harsh man, a kind of mean man who doesn't have the compassionate attitude appropriate to a person seeking to be the leader of the opposition and then the prime minister. And so they're hurling these allegations or innuendo against him to the effect that he has no non-white supporters. And this is about a 75% to 80% white country, and the only non-whites are here because either they or their parents, whoever brought them to this country, came voluntarily. There's no heritage of slavery in this country, so we don't have the problems that legacy produces. So, it is a nonsensical accusation. There is really practically no racism in Canada, though there are lots of people who claim that it is, in that horrible phrase, familiar equally in your country, systemically racist. It's nonsense. So they're trying to lay that on them a bit, and this business of sacking the governor of the central bank fits into it as portraying him as a harsh, mean, nasty man, which is bunk. I know him. I know all the leading candidates. They're all perfectly nice, capable men and qualified for the job they're seeking. And none of them is nasty. None of them is a racist. And it's all nonsense.
The man's name is Pierre Poilievre, and you will hear more of him. He's the leading possibility of leading the Conservatives in the next election.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.